Welcome to the official BKB podcast, and I'm absolutely thrilled. We've got two fighters who are meeting at the O2 Arena in October on the London Brawl, which is BYB 12, I think it is. We've got our friend from the USA, Laurante T. Nelson. Laurante, welcome to England, even if it is podcast. There he is, showing us. And, of course, our very own Nathan DiCastro. Nathan, how are we doing?
Well, thanks, man. Not bad at all. A bit rain today, mate. It's overcast rain, but other than that, all good, mate. Training's going well, so been good.
Where are you based, Laurante?
I was in Denver, Colorado, but I just moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Well, down the country. 4 hours to get there, according to the song.
yeah,
for real. Only joking. Right, let's just. Firstly, you guys are going to, and your take, Laurante, first on coming to England, bringing the Trigon to England. Tell us a little bit about that, and what are you all expecting?
I fought in the Trigon a couple months ago in Mississippi, and it was a different experience. First seeing it, it's very small. You know what I'm saying? So it definitely gives you the urge to throw down and fight, which is I think is awesome. Is running away, you don't want to get in those corners, so you just have to stand and bang and see who's going to end up in the middle, you know what I mean? So I think it's great, and just the opportunity to come to England, man. I actually went to a BKB show. I cornered Melvin Gillard on one of the shows back in the day, and then I can't remember. I helped corner someone. They fought Sweeney for the title. Another UFC
American guy, was it?
Julian Lane. I think it was in Coventry, England. We were out there, something like that.
Yeah, they did. But, we had one or two shows in the early days at the Coventry Sky Blues Connection. The Sky Blues Connection. That's probably where you're on about.
Yeah. So it was, but I mean, it was awesome experience, and just I saw that, but I was like, damn, I hope one day I can, I want to fight for them one day, or something, or fight in that style. So I'm excited that I'm doing some bare knuckle now, and I love it, man. It's a different kind of animal. It's like the true war right there.
Ain't that the truth? Just before we get to Nathan, a little bit about yourself. What are what are the fans going to see at the O2 from Laurante Nelson?
Well, I put my heart out there every time I fight. I put my heart on the line. It's kill or be killed always. So I'm gonna go out there toe to toe, and I see Nathan, and he seems like the same way. So it's gonna be a war for the fans. No one should blink. Don't look away. This is gonna be a banger. We're gonna go out there, throw down toe to toe until one of us goes down, or the ref stops it, or the fight's over. It's gonna be fun.
Nathan, this is new for you, the Trigon. And clinching and holding isn't allowed in BKB, so you've got a little bit of adjusting to do as well.
Yeah, it's going to be, like Laurante says, it's going to be a great fight. He's a warrior, man. I respect him 100%. It's going to be a great fight. I'm going to get in there, and we're going for it. We're both going to stand there. We're going to absolutely... It's going to be fire tonight. I know it. I know when... I can read a fight very well. I know this is going to be fire tonight. It's going to be a massive fight. He's going to come fight. I'm going to come fight. We're not going to be running around the ring trying to ride, doing the holding stuff. We're just going to stand there and fight. It's going to be a great fight. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to seeing Laurante. I've seen you before, Nathan, and I'm not being disrespectful, but you always come with a plan until the bell goes.
That's it, man.
Turn it into a toe-to-toe war.
Yeah, I can't help it. Just like I like having a fight. So it's going to suit me. I probably haven't adjusted really to the BKB from the boxing. Boxing is a different ball game. Obviously, I've been in with some very very good people boxing wise, and it's just different. A bit of a different ball game, the boxing and the BKB. And I probably haven't transitioned over quite yet, but this is going to be the fight I've got to. It's going to be a big fight.
Great gloved record, didn't you? I think with the British Boxing Board of Control, you were 7-0. With the Irish Boxing Board of Control, you were 9-0. And it was an eye trouble. I mean, just tell Laurante about you getting other people to take your eye test so you could fight
Gotcha, man. I just wanted to fight, didn't you? A born and bred fighter. So, from the age of 11, I just got to do my eye test all the way through. So, I love to fight. It's what I'm about. I was born to fight. I was born from age from far back as I can remember. I was fighting in the playground, and then obviously when I went to the boxing, it obviously just converted my troubles to fighting in the ring, and it sort of changed me, shaped me as a person just to be a fighter. When I was from age of 17 to 24, I was absolutely wild. Ryan Lincoln, I was wild on pub watch for life, just getting locked up every weekend. But then I turned pro boxing and sort of drawed it in and got myself on the straight and narrow. So it's I love fighting it. And without it, I don't know what I'd do. But obviously, first and foremost, all I'm worried about at the minute is this fight with Lorente, because it's going to be the toughest fight of my life. It is a big fight. For what he brings, what I bring, it's going to be a massive fight. Top the bill anyway, this fight, because me versus Lorente is going to be a proper fan-friendly fight, and I can't wait to get in. And neither of us are scared. Both of us can punch hard. Both of us can take a shot. It's just going to be a good fight. I've got nothing else really to go into. It's just going to be a proper toe-to-toe slugfest.
Are you the same, Lorente?
Yeah, man, I'm super excited, man. Just talking about it, man. I get some chills. It's awesome, brother. It's a great feeling, and just like much respect to Nathan, man. He's I've seen some of his fights. He's a gangster. It's gonna be a war. I can't wait. Bro. And just like he's saying, man. You know, anyone that's coming out to watch this fight, any fan around the world, you know, you're gonna be in for a show. You're gonna watch an amazing fight and a fest where there's gonna be some blood, there's gonna be some gore, it's gonna be some fun.
Yeah, man, that's what we're about. Can't wait. Bullet is what I like to do. It's what we like. So some people like to get a boxing match, bit of skill, but you know what I mean? And both of them are gonna get in there and we're trying to take each other's heads off. And the other thing is both respectful. We'll shake hands before, when we get in there, we wanna kill each other, and then after we'll shake hands again, and I'm sure that's what'll happen. And I can't wait, man. Absolutely. Buzzing for it. Can't wait for the belt ring. Can't wait for the night. The old occasion is going to be great. I boxed in the BKB show 3 times, and I know the occasion. I've been bringing a big crowd, me big load of fans down to London. It's just going to be a great night. And one thing I do like the BKB. All the fans are respectful as well. Not really booing. I mean, everyone gets clapped to the ring, and everyone gets clapped out. So it's just really look forward to it. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great night.
Lorente, you fight many disciplines, don't you? I mean, you fight that crazy left way, don't you?
Yeah, well, I've only had one, but I've only had the opportunity to have one. They had one. I had the first left way fight in the United States, and then there's not really many of them unless you go to Myanmar, like by Thailand, and you know, I haven't had the opportunity yet for that, but maybe at some point. But right now, just this bare knuckle boxing is a different game, and I love it, man. It's something that as soon as I stepped in that trigon the first time and threw down, it's just a different animal. And and you know, if you're watching these fights, I don't think there's ever going to be a boring fight. You know what I mean? We're standing toe to toe, throwing down with no gloves on. Come on.
It's a great tie-up between BKB and BYB. We've absolutely loved it. I mean, we sent Barry Jones out there, who sparked one of you guys within 15 seconds. Then your guys have come here and won. I mean, it's building up to be a great relationship. But just tell us a little bit. I mean, we can gather what sort of a fighter you are, but tell us a little bit about your back. How did you get it? Did you fight gloved? I think you fought gloved as well, didn't you? Pro gloved.
Yeah. I fought. I've actually had 50 pro fights so far. I've had pro boxing, pro kickboxing, pro MMA, pro Muay Thai, and then lethway, and then bare knuckle. But I've always played contact sports. I'm from South Africa. I'm from South Africa originally. I was born in Pietermaritzburg, and I grew up playing. You know, played rugby, water polo, and whatnot. And then I came to the U.S. and I've always just liked extreme sports and challenging myself. And I felt like that fighting was the best of both worlds. I get to almost have a thrill ride while having fun and testing my abilities, and then working out and trying to stay in shape. I think it's a little bit of the best world for me is try to stay out of trouble and stay on the straight and narrow. And this is what helps me do that is, you know, and every day testing myself and then, you know, testing myself against other great fighters and great people like Nathan or whatever. You know, and then having respect afterwards, I think that's the coolest part of this fight game is that you can go out there and fucking have a war with another tough man in front of you, have a war and then have respect afterwards and everything's cool and the fans love it.
Well, it is Nathan. Nathan, you know how much we love beating the Americans. We do, and I'm sure you feel the same, Laurente. But there's something special about beating the Americans. There's something special about it. And Nathan, you'll have all the crowd on your side. Laurente, they'll all be against you.
I know it's all right though. It's good, man. It's you know I think personally I thrive under pressure. So it's like it's good, man. Just it'll be an even better fight, man, for everyone.
So you'll feed off. The fans
I can't take it negatively. It's just gonna make it worse. So have to let it pump me up even more, and then hopefully by the end of the fight they'll be cheering both of us on, you know.
And that's what they do in England. If it's a great fight, they respect both fighters.
No, that's awesome, because that's the true, you know, you tell people understand what's going on and it's a real sport, you know.
Nathan, you've had a look at, I'm sure, to what Laurente's got to offer. You've heard him now. What are you going to bring to the Trigon? And what are you thinking about that Trigon? As he said, you get caught in that corner, you're in trouble.
Above me, you know me. I boxed them all. Eubanks, Sam Eggington, Damien, who boxed them all. I've been out of boxing at a time, but I've never been out of fought. So it's gonna stand there and fight. I'd fight in the phone box. I don't care. I fight in the phone box for me. So. Suits me, phone box, try going to suit me down to the ground, and I'm just happy I'm fighting someone of standard of Laurent, who beat Francona's last fight, so shows you the kind of caliber of fighter he is, and that's fine. Why that? I've come down and waited for the fight. I wanted a big fight after I lost to Canelli, which obviously was a hard one to take, but you see, I'd perforated eardrum, and obviously my ear was hanging off, so it was a tough fight for me. The second round, I really struggled after the second round. Couldn't keep me balanced, and they got offered the Could have gone an easier fight. But I wanted a big fight and I've got off a fight with Luana. You know, that's just a great fight. It's just whether happens, it's going to be win or lose. Whatever happens that night between themselves, it's going to be a great fight, and the fans are going to love it. But of course, Finn's going to win the fight. But I'm sure the one does, and we'll just on the night, the better man will win on the night. So it's going to be a great. It's going to be a great spectacle. I just feel it's going to. I feel like the fight's going to steal the show. I just fight. No, I don't make no predictions on a fight ever. Like, I don't know the fight. So, but I only know one thing. The prediction I'll make is this fight will be fight tonight. That's it. And I can't say it can't be. There's no way it won't be, because both are going to stand there. We'll both take a shot. Both give a shot. And we're going to go to war. So it's going to be fight tonight. Because obviously, there's other lads on there. There's other fights on there. But there's a lot of decent, skillful boxers. And of course, like, people that like to do it their own way. Whereas me and Laurent like to get in there and throw punches, and that's what it's about. So it's going to be. And the other thing is, we're not going to get hit and fall over or fake a bad eye or anything or play got a broken rib or like that. We're going to stand there and fight until it's one of us laid out or the ref stops it. That's what it'll be. Won't be no one taking a knee and quitting, or it'll be till one of us is ironed out or till the referee stops us because we can't walk, can't broke a jaw, something. It's going to be. I'm buzzing, I'm excited, I'm sure it's going to be, honestly, I really am. I've been on this up for a fight for a long time. I've proper got a bit between my teeth for this fight, I really have. And just after the first loss in 10 years, so it was a hard one to take. I've really stepped up my training, really stepped up my mindset, positive. Everything just seems different for this fight, so just can't wait for it to happen. I'll fight next week, fight two now. Now I'm in shape, just my weight's coming down, just got a few more kilos to get off, but it could. Fitness wise, I'm going next week. Just obviously the weight, I'm just coming down, so just got to look forward to what comes. There's no point wishing training camp away because it's longer to get fit. But I just can't wait for the fight, and it's just at the last show. I just wanted to be in there that night. I hate going to boxing shows. I don't really like doing it unless I'm fighting, because I get jealous of everyone. I hate it. Everyone's like, oh, I love going to shows and watching it, but I don't. I fucking hate it. I hate going to boxing shows. I don't go to a lot. I don't go to a lot. Of shows. Not. So when it goes to a boxer, I remember the amateur days, for the amateurs, I had 100 amateur fights, and I went to shows watching my mates fight. I used to hate it because I'm all boxing. I'd be well jealous, thinking, "Fuck, I wish I was fighting." And I used to sit there with my face all day, wishing I was fighting. It's, so it's BKB. I wanted to be fighting, but it was good to see the lads. One of my best mates, Ryan Barrett, fought, and a lot of good lads on the show. But I just wanted to fight, and now obviously 4 weeks or 5 weeks time is my opportunity, and I've got to put it all on the line and just give it my best shot.
Are you the same, Laurenti?
Yeah, for sure, man. I'm excited. I just same way. I wish the fight was this weekend, man. You know, but it's nice. We got some more weeks to get everything in order, get everything on point with all of our striking, our fitness. And then obviously I got a nice long trip to get out there to be out there. I'm excited I've been to England before, but like I was saying, but I'm excited just to go for, you know, it's like a holiday on it. You know, it's a work, but it's a holiday in itself too. Cause I'm going somewhere that I've always loved and it's got cool history, great boxing and everything. So I'm excited.
Holiday with a punch up.
Holiday
with a punch up.
Get punched in the face and fish and chips. How about that?
How long is the journey? And when do you come over?
I'm coming over on the 10th, so I think I'll be out there October 11th, and then come back on the 18th. So 10th, or I leave the 10th, but I only get there on the 11th in the morning. So I'll be there for a little bit and just sort of, you know, I asked to come out a little early so I could get adjusted to the time a little bit, and then just chill around. I'm my weight's pretty good, but I can sort of take the couple days out there and just hit some pads and stay on point, but go enjoy some of the museums or something out there. I don't know.
Museums. Now there's a show for you, Nathan. That's the last place.
A bunch of museums and stuff. I don't know what else to do. I'll find something else to do, but we'll see.
Laurenti, just tell us about your camp. Has your training gone well? I mean, Nathan always turns up in great shape, ready to fight. I mean, are you the same?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm. I've been around this fight game long enough that I always stay ready and always stay on point, because you never know when there's a short notice opportunity. Not just a short notice, but a short notice good opportunity that you should be ready for. You know, I'm a professional fighter. I think you should always stay ready and be on point. Obviously, you can pick it up at some points to go harder, but I'm always staying ready. I'm always in shape, and you know, I train a little bit of everything. So I even still do jiu-jitsu like three, four times a week, just in case I have an MMA fight. But also, it helps me. I feel stay stronger in different areas of my body. I don't like to go lift weights, but like, you know, pushing another human being off of you or choking someone, I think helps strengthen you in different ways too. And then it also just helps me stay on point for MMA or any other glove combat that I do.
You're spot on, because the biggest lie detector in the world is the ring.
Yeah, 100%.
What are your strengths? If you had to sum up your own, what are your strengths? Are you orthodox stance? Do you fight orthodox or southpaw? Yeah.
I fight orthodox. You know, I'm comfortable to fight in both stances, but like I prefer orthodox. But I'll go to southpaw to throw like a combo or two, or get off at an angle. I think my biggest strength is my durability and my pressure. You know, I'm gonna try to walk forward, and once I find the rhythm, I'm gonna try to pressure the whole fight, and I'm not gonna stop throwing or doing something until the fight's over or the ref stops it, you know. So even if I'm tired, you're not going to see it, because I'm going to keep going.
Nathan, what about you? What strengths are you going to... I mean, you're both obviously warriors, else you wouldn't be in the ring. But, you know, sometimes if you're the more technical boxer, you might want to control the center. If you're a toe-to-toe man, you won't be too worried about going in the trigon corner, would you?
And above me, I fight better on the ropes. I can fight on the ropes. I can't box. I never showed it ever. I don't ever showed it in my life. I can't, like, when I'm in the gym and that, I can box, but you get caught with a punch and I just obviously just want to get in and have a fight. But just whatever happens at night, I just wait to see what happens and just Just box best of my ability I can on the night. Doing sort of like saying, got a game plan, we're going to do this, going to do that. Or no matter who you are, it just go out the window and you go, when you get hit in the face or something happens or something changes, something might change, you might see something different. So just get in there and just on that moment in time, box best I can. That's all I can do. I've got to give me a best shot. That's the one thing about me is always giving me best in whatever I do in the fight game, right from when I was 11 years old up till now. I always give me best every fight, and no one's ever had an easy fight with me. And I boxed some of the best names in the world, you know, which is Chris Eubanks, Sam Eginter, Damien Hooper, Tyler Goodjohn. They all had said toughest fights of life always with me, because I get in there, I get stuck in, I'm durable, and I like to throw punches, and I work the body well, and just think I'm a decent all-rounder, so it's going to be great, and I'm buzzing to get in there. Like, don't. Pressure don't bother me. Don't bother me to get hit with 5-6 punches. Don't bother me. So I'm not going to take a knee, getting it. Not take a knee, take a knee and go down or out. I'm just gonna keep going. Just keep going till what? I can't go no more. That's it. Just like I say, Laurent said, just keep going till whatever happens.
I suppose, Laurent, you both show this sort of passion and durability and toughness and courage. I suppose, really, if you leave the ring with no regrets, then you've done a good job, haven't you?
100%. That's what it should be every fight. I never want to go to the back and be like, oh, but I could have done this or he would have been, that would have happened if I did this or something like that. You can't, it's just like, I don't, you know, that's why I'm pursuing this fight dream of mine as well. Cause I don't want to be, you know, older and looking back and be like, oh, well, I wonder how, or what I could have done if I tried this or done this. No, I'm doing what I love. I get to enjoy what I love, and then just like you were saying, like step in there, throw down, put your heart out there. It does, you know what I mean? Win or lose, you went and threw down. You have fun. You put on a show for the crowd. People are gonna respect that, and you know everyone around should know that. You know that's what life is about. Going out there and no matter what, putting your all in there, and win or lose, you know that you worked hard. If you worked hard and you put it all out there, then you did win, no matter what, right?
Who's your sporting heroes?
Sporting heroes. I'm really bad at this. I don't really know if I have like a like sporting heroes. Really, I'm not sure. I really don't think I can answer that question. I've always looked up to my mom and dad. They've always been, you know. They don't live with me anymore. Like they're out of the country. They live away, but you know they've always supported me and been, you know, if they've struggled, they've never made me think that they've ever been in any struggling sense. But like, and then looking back now and learning more about them and stuff, I've noticed that like that they went through a lot and different stuff, and I've never even noticed that just because that's how good of people they were. That they like took care of me and never let me know that there was bad and you know, in the, I mean, obviously they taught me about the world, but let me know that they were going through bad or I was going through bad times, and they really showed me a great life and a great upbringing. And I think for that, like they're my inspiration for all this, you know what I'm saying?
Fantastic answer, if you don't mind me saying. What about yourself, Nathan? Apart from Lincoln City Football Club.
just blood of course, like Arturo Gatti, someone like Arturo Gatti, and like the old Mexican fighters, they're my sort of thing. Doing Arturo Gatti, he's my favorite boxer probably, and just you know, the most skillful boy, just same sort of attitude as me, just go to the death. Doing, if someone put me in the ring, so you're gonna you have win or die. I still get in there. Don't bother me. Doing pain, don't like getting there. Don't bother me. That's why I look at set me fight face for each fight. I don't never quit. I've had broken cheekbones. I never quit in the street, in the ring. I go. I'll never give up. Never shy away from a fight, from anyone, anytime, any place. Just something I've got inside me that just knows that I can always give it all. Doing the thing I like to say is nobody ever gave his best and regretted it. And that's just always I've always been.
BKB fans can vouch for that you never leave anything in the dressing room. It's always in the ring. Just for yourself, Laurent, tell us, you mentioned, I think, that you might fancy fighting for BKB one time.
Yeah, you know, I love to fight just in general. I love to fight. So anything that keeps me busy and, You know, I wish I could fight every month if I could, you know what I'm saying? Every month, every other month. That's my dream, is be able to fight 6+ times a year at minimum, you know what I mean? So that's why I told BY, or when I signed with BYB, I asked if I could still do if I signed with them, I could still do gloved combat. So they said yes, outside of a certain amount of days of their fights, I can still do my gloved combat as well. So I just tell them, I just love to fight, man. So keep me busy, keep me fighting. You know, it's obviously nice to get like a paycheck and whatnot, but I fight for more than that. I fight because it's my dream, it's my goals, and my love. You know what I mean? So,
well, it's, by the way, what's your dog called? What's your dog's name?
Oh, his name's Kush.
Kush.
Yeah.
What is he? He looks like a Dane.
He's a pit bull. Pitbull mix. I think he's mixed. I'm not sure what he's mixed with. He's a mutt, I think. But he's super old. He's an old man.
Look at him. Beautiful.
He's 15 years old. Isn't that crazy? Still walking around.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, he's off. We've obviously bored him. That's good.
Yeah. 15 years old.
Just before we finish, you got a message for each other?
Well, I mean, I don't really talk much crap, but I appreciate you taking the fight with me, Nathan. You seem like a G, bro. I'm excited to throw down. Let's put on a war out there, and then afterwards, like I was saying, go have some dinner, do something, bro.
Yeah, man. Respect. Just look, some people are talking like this, and because basically both 30 want to fight. But you know, me and him stepping there, we're gonna go to war, and I'm a respectful person, same as the ones I see his attitude with Franco. So all I say is huge respect, but once that bell rings, honestly, it's going to be absolute chaos in there between us both. It's going to be buzzing for it. He's buzzing for it. You can't be it. They're in a better fight. We ain't got to talk no shit about all this. Like, we're going to do this, do that. It'll be a great, just going to be a great fight. There's no way it can't be. So all I say is, I finished training camp well. I know we both come out of the fight safe. Both faces are fucked up, but we both can walk out the ring and have a beer after if you drink. Do you drink?
I don't. I stopped drinking. I'm a piece of shit when I drink. So I haven't drank for almost 5 years now. Fucking crazy. Almost five.
Bro.
But I'll be. I can. I still chill. I'll still party down and have some fun.
Right? Yeah, man. Sound now, but it.
Listen, you've whetted the appetite for a great fight. I can't. Looking forward.
It's going to be a massive fight. Honestly, it's going to be an absolute war, and I am buzzing. You know, I know, I am buzzing for a fight. Do you stand there and fight? Not this fucking moving around the ring and dancing around. We're going to stand there and throw some punches and just try and hurt you, try and cause chaos. We're trying to break into his jaws, try and cut his faces up. That's going to be a fight.
You've given him your game plan, for God's sake.
No. Can't wait, man. Yeah, well, he's not daft. He knows what's coming, man. He knows that's all we're doing. They're both the same. We're going to be around there like Muhammad Ali. We're going to get in there for like two pit bulls at it. So all I'll say is respect to Nirvana, and I'll see October 16th, and let's bring it down. Let's bring it on. It's going to be a fantastic night and caught a buzzing. Really excited.
Guys, thank you both so much for giving up your time. Thank you, Lorante, for joining us all the way from America. We look forward to seeing you at the O2. Nathan, you always come to party. We can't wait. Both guys, thank you so much for joining the BKB podcast. Thank you. Thank you.